10.
所以现在我们要念这个使徒行传第十七章第一节到第十节。
I don't know if you'd rather me read or you read or how.
No difference.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and read. Acts chapter 17, we read. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul went in, as was his custom, and on three Sabbath days he reasoned with them from the Scriptures, explaining and proving that it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead, and saying, "This Jesus whom I proclaim to you is the Christ." And some of them were persuaded and joined Paul and Silas, as did a great many of the devout Greeks and not a few of the leading women. But the Jews were jealous, and taking some wicked men of the rabble, they formed a mob and set the city in an uproar and attacked the house of Jason, seeking to bring them out to the crowd. And when they could not find them, they dragged Jason and some of the brothers before the city authorities, shouting, "These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also, and Jason has received them. And they are all acting against the decrees of Caesar, saying that there is another king, Jesus." And the people and the city authorities were disturbed when they heard these things. And when they had taken money as security from Jason and the rest, they let them go. The brothers immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. And when they arrived, they went into the Jewish synagogue.
I'll read in Chinese.
Okay.
保罗和希拉经过安菲波里、亚波罗尼亚，来到铁沙罗尼家，在那里有犹太人的会堂。保罗照他素常的规矩进去，一年三个安息日，本着圣经与他们辩论，讲解成名基督必须受害，从死里复活，又说我所传于你们的这位耶稣就是基督。他们中间有些人听了劝，就服从保罗和希拉，并有许多虔诚的希利尼人，尊贵的妇人也不少。但那不幸的犹太人心里嫉妒，招聚了市井匪类，搭伙成群，耸动合成的人，闯进耶孙的家，要将保罗希拉带到百姓那里。找不着他们，就把耶孙跟几个弟兄拉到地方官那里，喊叫说，那搅乱天下的也到这里来了。耶孙收留他们，这些人都违背该杀的命令，说另有一个王耶稣。众人和地方官听见这话就惊慌了，于是取了耶孙与其余之人的宝状，就释放了他们。弟兄们随即在夜间打发保罗和希拉往比利亚去，两人到了就进入犹太人的会堂。
So we see here the unique beginning of this church in Thessalonica.
所以这些经文它告诉我们，这个铁撒罗尼加这个教会开始是不寻常的。
Paul and Silas came and may have spent as short as 2 to 3 weeks in this city.
保罗跟希拉到了这个城，可能待的时间不会超过两三个礼拜。
But they left behind this brand new baby church.
他们离开的时候，就离开了一个很新的刚成立的一个教会。
They were driven out because of the persecution.
他们因为被逼迫，所以被赶走。
And they likely wrote this letter back to the church a short time after they had left.
所以铁撒罗尼加这封书信，可能是他们离开了这个城以后，很短的时间之内再写给这个城市的里面的人。
Because of the unique circumstances and the short time that Paul and Silas had to stay there.
因为这个不寻常的受逼迫的这种情况之下，而且待的时间相当的短。
And because of Paul's desire to continue ministering to the church, he writes this letter of encouragement back to them.
同时保罗想继续替这个教会发展事工，所以他用这封书信来作为一个鼓励的这个方式。
As I said earlier, most of Paul's letters start with very similar patterns.
就像我刚才提的，大部分保罗的书信的开头的这个形式都差不多。
He starts by writing who he is and who he's writing to.
他 他通常开头是说，是介绍他自己是谁，然后介绍他这个收信人的这个身份是谁。
And then the first several verses of each of his letter is usually a praise to God.
然后他绝大部分的这个新约的书信的开头是先颂赞神。
The greatest example of this is, of course, the book of Ephesians.
当然这个最好的这个他这里面最好的一个例子就是这个以弗所这本书。
Ephesians chapter 1 verses 3 through 14 is a great hymn of praise to God.
以弗所书第一章第一节到第三、第四节是最是就是是一个颂赞神一个很好的这个例子。
And the opening of all of Paul's letters except for Galatians are very similar.
所以保罗这个书信所有书信的开头除了这个加拉太这本书之外都其他的都很类似
except for here in the book of Thessalonians, First Thessalonians.
除了这本帖撒罗尼迦前书之外
Paul does start the same way he starts all his other letters.
那刚开始的时候是 保罗还是跟其他书信的开始差不多
Except instead of spending his opening praising God, he actually praises the Thessalonians.
但是保罗在这本书信开始的时候，没有直接开始就颂赞神，反而是称赞这些帖撒罗尼迦城里面的信者。
On first glance, it strikes us as a bit odd.
我们刚开始看的时候，也许会有觉得很奇怪的感觉。
Why is Paul spending all this time praising the Thessalonians?
保罗为什么花这么多经节来这个称赞帖撒罗尼城里面的信者呢
？We live in a world that often the appropriate thing to do is to deflect or refuse praise.
我们现在这个时代好像常常大家不想接受这个别人的称赞反而要是把这个别人给的称赞要尽量的去减低它的效果
And sometimes we make ourselves believe we either have to praise God or praise our fellow man
我们常常觉得好像我们必须要我们要不然要颂赞神我们要不然去称赞我们旁边的人
But Paul manages to avoid that false idea
但是保罗他避免了这个错误的想法。
He is not praising the Thessalonians here instead of God.
他这里称赞这些帖撒罗尼迦的信者，并不表示他没有颂赞神。
Because throughout his praise here, he does exalt God.
因为他这里面的这个称赞的字语里面，也有这个颂赞神的这个话在里面。
But his focus here is to praise the Thessalonians for a specific purpose.
但是他的这个特别的这个一个目的呢，是要通过这些对这个帖撒罗尼迦里面的这信者的称赞。
I read a book recently called Practicing Affirmation.
我最近看了一本书，叫做是怎么样去鼓励或者是支持人。
And in that book, the author argues that it is appropriate. He calls we ought to give God-centered praise of those who are not God.
这本书的作者呢，他的基本上的讲法呢，就是说我们需要。以神为中心的，我们需要用神为中心的称赞来称赞这我们这些不属于神的人。
In other words, the object of the praise is a person.
换句话来讲呢，我们称赞的对象是人。
But the praise is intended to direct the person's attention to God.
但是这个称赞的这个目的呢，是让这些人的这个注意力要集中在神的身上。
And in fact, Paul's giving them this kind of praise for a specific purpose.
保罗为什么要给他们这种特别的这种称赞，是有一个目的的。
He actually tells us why in chapter 4, verse 1.
他在第四章的第一节告诉我们为什么他要用这种称赞的方法。
Let me read. Paul writes, Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord that as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God, just as you are doing, that you do so more and more.
第四章第一节，弟兄们，我还有话说，我们靠着主耶稣求你们，劝你们，你们既然受了我们的教训，应该知道该怎样行，可以讨神的喜悦，就要照你们现在所行的更加勉励。
So he praises them that their actions are pleasing to God.
所以他在这里称赞他们的行为是让神可喜悦的。
And then uses that praise to encourage them to continue on pleasing God.
然后用同样的称赞去鼓励他们要继续往神喜悦的事情上面多做。
I want us to take a moment and put ourselves in the shoes of the Thessalonian believers this morning.
现在我要大家花很短的时间把我们把自己想象成当时帖撒罗尼迦的信者。
We're going to look at three reasons why Paul praises them.
我们要看三个为什么保罗要称赞他们的原因。
But as we hear this praise, I want us to feel how it would have felt to be a first century believer.
当我们看这些经文的时候，我希望大家能够想象一下，如果是我们当初主后这个主后一百年这个出生的那个时候的信者，我们会有什么样的想法跟做法
？Can you imagine if this were Paul writing to your church and you heard it for the very first time？
你可不可以想象，如果我说这封书信是保罗直接写给我们这个教会的，我们听了读了之后会有什么样的想法
？If your pastor stood before you and read a letter from the Apostle Paul praising and exalting your congregation？
如果说我们的主牧师站在这边，然后读了一封保罗亲笔写给我们的书信，然后在书信里面有称赞我们的话，你们会有什么样的想法？
I want us to feel that for a moment and ask ourselves if we could be considered worthy of that kind of praise.
然后我希望我们用这段时间来感受一下这种感觉，然后来反省一下我们值不值得这种呼召。
Could Paul write to us this morning and praise us and exalt us for our faith and our work for Christ?
保罗今天早上会不会给我们发一封书信，然后来称赞我们，然后来为了我们的信心以及我们的善功来荣耀神。
So our task as we look at Paul's reasons for praise is to evaluate whether our lives would be worthy of this kind of praise.
所以我们的这个工作就是要来看一下保罗要称赞的原因，然后来决定我们的这个本身的生活是不是值得这种称赞。
So let's look at Paul's three reasons for praising the church at Thessalonians.
然后我们先来看一下保罗要称赞这个帖撒罗尼迦这个教会的三个原因。
We see the first reason in verse 3.
第一个原因是在第三节。
Paul praises them because their strong faith led to hard work.
保罗称赞他们，因为他们这个坚强的信心带来了他们努力的工作。
I'll start in verse 2 and read verses 2 and 3. Paul writes, We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
从第二节读到第三节，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Notice first how all-encompassing Paul's praise is.
所以第一个我要大家注意到的就是保罗的这个称赞是有多么的丰富。
He starts by praising God, thanking God.
刚开始是颂赞神，然后这个感谢神。
But he says he thanks God for all of them, always, all the time.
然后他感谢神是因为这些这边的所有的每一个人，然后是所有的时间，然后是不住的感谢，不停的感谢。
Paul's gratitude almost couldn't be any fuller.
保罗的这个感谢几乎是不太可能有更丰富了。
He's overflowing with praise here. And why is Paul grateful? For what reason is Paul overflowing with praise?
为什么保罗会有感谢的心? 为什么保罗会有这么多这个, 可以讲出来的称赞?
And he tells them, for their work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope.
他是因为有, 信心所做的功夫,爱心所受的劳苦,以及盼望主耶稣所存的忍耐。
I actually like the English version that's been included here in your bulletin.
我很喜欢这个在我们今天周报里面, 所用的这个英文版。
It phrases it a little bit better. Your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope.
所以这里讲到的这个是所存的功夫是因为信心, 然后所受的劳苦是因为爱心, 然后盼望主耶稣所存的忍耐。
Paul uses three pairs here, or three unique connections between work and then a Christian virtue.
所以保罗这里用的是一个, 用三个, 很密切连接的这个关系, 提到了这个, 基督徒需要做的工作, 以及基督徒需要, 保持的这个, 基本的这些关键。
Notice the three words that Paul uses for work. Work, labor, and steadfastness, or endurance.
所以现在我们来注意一下这个保罗这边用的三个这个三个我要我们做的这个工作，一个是功夫，另外一个是劳苦，然后第三个是忍耐。
Work is that idea of toil or labor, that idea of bearing up.
所以这个工作呢。 所以工作是有这个三个这个方面的，一个就是基本上呢就是说是非常艰苦的这个劳动，然后不光是如此，然后要想办法能够肩挑这些重担。
Labor is a more intense form of this. It's the idea of back-breaking toil.
所以这个工作是相当艰苦的一种工作，工作得到就说是让整个人可以塌下来的这种工作。And
then endurance is the idea of bearing up under a heavy load.
这个忍耐呢，就是在重担下面能够把它肩挑起来。And
Paul praises them for this kind of labor that they're doing for Christ.
然后保罗就是因为他们这种的劳苦，而称赞他们，因为他们是在为基督在做的事工。But
notice what he says motivates their labor.
但是这里看一下怎么样，但是看一下他们的这个动机是什么，什么东西能够激发他们去做这些劳苦的事情。He
says it's work motivated by faith.
他们这些做工呢，是他们的信心所激发的。It's
labor motivated by love.
这个劳苦是因为爱心来激发的。And
endurance motivated by hope.
然后这个忍耐是在主耶稣基督里面的盼望激发的。We're
very familiar with those three words, faith, hope, and love.
这三个字也就是信爱。 跟faith,hope,信爱跟望,我们都是很熟悉的。They're
sometimes referred to as the cardinal virtues of Christianity.
他们有时候是被认为是这个基督教里面最关键的原则,把守的原则。We
find them all throughout the New Testament as those motivating virtues that we ought to cultivate in our Christian life.
所以这三个是在我们新约里面是我们是常常看到的，是常常是我们在我们的生活里面必须要开发出来的。But
sometimes we're tempted to think that faith, hope, and love are enough to have authentic Christianity.
但是有的时候我们会误解，就说是只要有我们只要有了这个信望爱以后，我们就会了解了这个基督教的这个真理。As
if we had strong faith and sincere hope and real love, then that is true Christianity.
我们也许会误解到，就说是如果说我们有了这个虔诚的这个盼望，我们有真正的爱心，我们有坚强的信心之后。 我们就好像是真正抓稳了这个基督教的这个真理。
In fact, sometimes we even minimize the importance of work in the Christian life.
我们甚至有的时候把就说是在我们基督徒生活里面要做的这个工作的这件事情尽量去把它减低它的重要性。
But Paul does exactly the opposite of that here.
但是保罗在这里刚好做的是提倡的是相反的。
He praises them that their faith, hope, and love motivate them to labor.
他这里提出来的是基督徒的这个信望爱这三个这个关键性的标准激发了他们紧接着要做的一些事工。
Paul is not separating belief from work.
保罗没有把这个信仰跟这个事工分开。
Paul is not afraid of works-based salvation here.
保罗并不担心大家误解他就说是好像要事工来赚取一个人的这个救恩。
He's also not teaching that their work saves them.
他这里绝对不是要教导，就是说是事工可以赚取一个人的这个救恩。
But he is saying, and he's grateful for the fact that because they have strong faith, hope, and love, it drives them to labor for Christ.
但是他这里要提的重点是他非常感谢，因为这些信者的这个信望爱，所以他们被激发去替基督做事工。
And he says that explicitly.
然后他这里讲得很清楚。
He says, your work produced by faith, labor prompted by love, and endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他在第三节的时候讲得非常的清楚，是信心所做的功夫，爱心所受的劳苦，以及盼望所存的忍耐，都是根据我们主耶稣基督的。
In other words, because they have such a great object for their faith, hope, and love, Christ.
因为这些信望爱的这个对象是相当重要的一个对象。
That motivates them and drives them to work and labor for Him.
然后这个所以因为这个对象是相当重要的一个对象，所以这个信望爱能够去鼓励他们，能够去激动他们替主耶稣劳苦。
Today, so many people want to separate these two ideas.
现代的人常常会把这两个这个想法把它分开。
There's the belief that we have in Christ.
一方面想说有我们信主耶稣基督的这个信仰
，which is required.
这是必须的。
And then there's the work that we do for Christ, which is sort of optional.
然后另外一方面呢，我们要去替耶稣基督的劳苦的事情呢，好像就是没有那么必要，是比较有选择性的。
But Paul is not teaching that.
但是保罗的教导绝对不是那样子的。
Paul inextricably links the two ideas together.
保罗把这两个这个观念很密切地连在一起。
He says that true, genuine faith, hope, and love motivates earnest, sincere labor and toil for Christ.
他这里讲到的是虔诚的这个信望爱，是绝对会激动大家去会大家去在为这个事工上面去劳苦，然后去工作。
So how do we measure up?
所以我们的成绩是怎么样呢？
Do we content ourselves with faith, hope, and love?
我们是不是就说是有了信望爱以后我们就满足了
and think that work for Christ is something optional
然后就决定这个替基督的这个劳苦是不是必须的
or does our faith drive us to labor and toil for Christ
还是说我们的这个信心会激动我们推动我们去为基督继续的劳苦
So that's Paul's first praise for the Thessalonians. Their strong faith led to hard work.
所以这也就是保罗对帖撒罗尼迦信者的第一个称赞，就是他们坚强的信心能够带动他们艰苦的工作。
What's another reason Paul praises the Thessalonians?
那还保罗称赞他们还有什么原因呢？
We see in verses 4 through 6, their embrace of the gospel led to a certainty of election.
我们从第四节到第六节可以看到，就说是他们，他们这个支持这个福音的这个态度，可以肯定他们被蒙拣选的地位。
I'll read verses 4-6. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that He has chosen you, because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们念第四节到第六节，被神所爱的弟兄啊，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里，不独在乎言语，也在乎全能和圣灵，并充足的信心。正如你们知道，我们在你们那里为你们的缘故是怎样为人，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
Notice what Paul says here about the Thessalonians.
所以我们来在这边要注意一下，保罗对帖撒罗尼迦信者说了一些什么事情。
He can look at the Thessalonian believers and say that he knows for certain that God has chosen them.
他这里讲是说，你如果说你们看这些帖撒罗尼迦信者的话，他确定。他是绝对的确定这些信者已经蒙神拣选。
This is a strong statement and a bit unusual in the New Testament.
这是一个很强烈的声明，在这个新约里面的话是比较不寻常的一件事情。
In fact, in 2 Peter, the Apostle Peter even implies that election is something very personal that we ourselves must strive for knowledge of.
在彼得后书，这个彼得使徒提到这个救恩这件事情的话，是每一个人自己要努力去发掘的一件事情。
God hasn't given us the privilege to know who He has chosen and who He hasn't.
神没有给我们任何的这个，没有给我们任何一个人一个特权，让我们能够知道是谁蒙拣选，谁没有被蒙拣选。
That's why evangelism is necessary, right?
那也就是为什么传福音是这么重要的。
We must go to the world.To share with all, so that those whom God has chosen can have the opportunity to hear.
所以也就是这也就是为什么我们需要到世界各地去传扬福音，所以那些蒙神拣选的能够听到这个福音。
But Paul can look here at the Thessalonians and say, "I know that God has chosen you."
但是保罗在这里可以看着那些帖撒罗尼迦城里面的信者，然后告诉说。我晓得，我确信，你是蒙神拣选的。
How can Paul know that?
保罗怎么会晓得这些事情呢？
And he tells us exactly why.
然后他这里告诉我们为什么他这么确信。
Because their faith has changed their lives.
因为这些信者的这个信心已经改变了他们的生命。
Paul says that when we spent those few short weeks with you,
保罗在这里提到，就是说是那很我们跟你们一起生活的那个很短的几个礼拜中间。
You didn't merely receive the gospel as in word only.
你没有接受这个，你接受了这个福音，不光是一种言语上的接受。
In other words, they didn't receive the gospel as something merely to be believed.
意思就是说，他们接受这个福音的时候，并没有接受这个福音，好像是纯粹是一种知识而已。
They weren't standing there listening, saying, "Yeah, that sounds like a pretty good idea."
那些人没有站在那边一面听一面想说，哎，这些听起来好像是一个好主意。
They didn't content themselves with mere mental assent to the facts of the gospel.
他们没有站在那边，然后接受这个福音，好像是接受一种知识的这种提高的这种程度，把这个知识丰富了而已。
When they received the gospel, it had a massive impact on their lives.
当他们接受了这个福音之后，这个福音在他们的生命上有相当大的这个改变。
He describes three effects of the gospel in their lives.
他这里提到了，就是说福音对他们有三种不同的影响。
First of all, they received the word with power.
第一个提到的就是说是他们接受了这个福音是因为一种全能。
These are probably visible manifestations of God's power in their lives.
这种全能，这里提到的全能，可能就是讲到说神，在他们身上施的全能，能够很明显的在他们身上看出来。
These are the kind of conversions where people step back and say, "Wow, only God could have done that."
所以他们的这种改变，这种觉知，可能就是旁观的人看了之后，就晓得只有神才能够做这种改变。
So that's the first evidence of the impact of the gospel.
所以这个是第一个福音在他们身上有改变的一个证据。
Second, they received the word with the Holy Spirit.
那第二个是说他们接受了福音的时候是通过圣灵。
Remember, as those early churches were planted, the work of the Holy Spirit was visibly manifest among them.
我想大家都记得这些早期的教会成立的时候，圣灵在他们身上做的事工是很可以明显的显现出来的。
People could see the Holy Spirit coming and bestowing His gifts and causing people to serve.
所以这些人被救的时候，我们可以看到圣灵降临在他们的身上，然后给了他们的gifts， 然后让他们能够有能力去侍奉。
The Holy Spirit was both the source of power and the agent that made them able to believe.
所以圣灵是全能的这个来源，也是通过了圣灵才能够让他们去相信这些福音。
So they received the word with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with full conviction.
所以他们接受了这个福音的时候是通过了神的全能，也是通过了这个圣灵的带导，然后也是有充分的这个信心。
This is the idea of complete and total certainty in the gospel.
所以这个是表示他们是有完完全全的，然后是百分之百确定的这个福音的在里面带的信息。
This moves beyond mere head knowledge down into belief that motivates the kind of labor that Paul was just describing.
所以这里形容的不是光是他们头脑里面脑海里面的一些知识让他们增加了，而且这些是真正带来的一种权柄，让他们能够有这个信心在事工上面能够愿意劳苦。
And Paul actually connects his testimony to their faith.
保罗在这里把这个他的这个见证跟这些人的这个信心很密切的连在一起。
To the witness that Paul and Silas themselves had among the Thessalonians.
以及这个保罗在这个保罗跟希拉在这些人里面的行为所做的见证，也跟这个帖撒罗尼迦人的这些行为很密切的连在一起。
He says that the Thessalonians saw Paul and Silas's example.
他这里提到说，这些帖撒罗尼迦的信者看到保罗跟希拉的这些带来的例子。
And now Paul and Silas write back and can see the Thessalonians' example.
然后马上的反过来的这个保罗跟希拉也能够看到帖撒罗尼城里面的信者的所表现出来的一些行为跟例子。
Just as the strong faith that Paul and Silas demonstrated in Thessalonica in the midst of persecution.
就像保罗跟希拉在帖撒罗尼城里面受逼迫的时候表现出来的坚强的信心一样。
That led the Thessalonians to place their faith and trust in Christ.
然后同样的让帖撒罗尼城里面的信者把他们的信心能够放在主耶稣基督的身上。
Paul can write back and say, I see that same kind of faith in you and I know that God has chosen you.
所以保罗在帖撒罗尼城信者的身上能够看到同样的这个信心，所以他能够确定他们是蒙神拣选的。
So what about us?
那我们呢？
If the onlooking world looked at us, would they see that kind of commitment to the gospel in our lives?
在世界上旁观者能够看我们这个教会的话，他们能够看到我们生命上有改变，跟这些帖撒罗尼城里面的信者有一样的地方吗？
Do other people look at us and say, "Wow, that person must have a great God"?
别人看我们的时候，会不会觉得哇，这些人真正是一定是生命上一定有一个很不寻常的一个神？
Does our commitment to the gospel cause other people to have the same certainty about our faith?
我们对福音的这个确认会不会让别人感觉上我感觉到我们这个福音是有特别功效的？
Or do our neighbors and coworkers say, "I don't know about that one"?
还是我们的邻居跟朋友看了之后觉得，就说是这个我们的行为跟外面人的行为并没有什么特别不一样的地方？
If our lives look no different than the world around us, it ought to give us reason to pause and reflect.
如果我们的生命，如果我们的行为跟世界上一般人的生命跟行为没有什么大两样的话，我们需要稍稍的暂停一下，然后应该要反省一下。
Paul writes to these Thessalonians and says, "Your lives have been changed, and everyone can see it."
保罗这写给帖撒罗尼迦信者的这个书信里面提到他们的行为。已经不跟以前不一样了，然后他们旁边的每一个人都能够注意到这个不一样的地方。
Does your commitment to the gospel make others certain that you are chosen by God, or is there room to doubt?
我们对这个福音的这个确认是让别人有没有让别人晓得我们是真正的跟随神的，还是让别人心中会有点疑问？
So let's look at Paul's third reason.
然后我们先来看保罗第三个原因。
We've seen that he praises them because their strong faith led to hard work.
我们看到这保罗称赞他们，因为他们的这个信心带他们进入了这个劳苦的工作。
He praises them because their embrace of the gospel led to certainty of election.
我们也看到他们保罗称赞他们，因为他们对福音的支持肯定了他们蒙拣选的地位。
And lastly, he praises them because their joyful endurance in suffering led to loud and clear witness.
然后第三个这个称赞他们的地方呢，就是因为他们在受患难的时候能够喜乐的忍耐，而且把这个他们的见证很明显的、很响亮的带出来。
Let me read verses 6 through the end. "And you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for you welcomed the message in the midst of severe suffering with joy given by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The Lord's message rang out from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath."
并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话，因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎么样进到你们那边，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
So notice what Paul says here. He says that their witness is heard throughout two Roman provinces.
所以我们来看一下保罗在这里写些什么东西。他这里写的是他们这帖撒罗尼迦信者的见证已经传扬了罗马帝国两个很大的这个省份。
Paul says, you imitated us as we worked through suffering.
保罗讲说，这些人效法了保罗跟他的同伴，效法了保罗跟他同伴在苦难中的做的见证。
And now you are a model for every church where we go.
那现在呢，这些人就变成了那个区域所有教会的榜样。
The two Roman provinces of Macedonia and Achaia contain every church that Paul and Silas planted on their second missionary journey.
这两个省份，也就是马其顿跟亚该亚，里面所有的教会都是保罗在第二次宣教的时候所建立的。
And they planted several churches.
然后他们第二次宣教的时候建立了许多的教会。
And what Paul is saying is, before we even get to the next town, they've already heard your witness.
那保罗在这里讲的呢，就是说，在他跟他的同伴还没有到第二下一个城的时候，那些城的人已经听到了这个帖撒罗尼迦信者的见证。
They arrive to a town and to share the gospel, and the people there have already heard the story of the Thessalonians.
所以保罗跟他的同伴到一个新的地方去传福音的时候，那个地方的人已经听到了帖撒罗尼迦信者的这个见证。
In other words, they say to Paul and Silas, "Hey, we know you guys. You guys are the ones who started that church in Thessalonica."
所以也就是说，他们看到保罗跟希拉的时候，会跟他们讲说：“嘿，我们已经听过你们了，因为你们就是在那个帖撒罗尼城所建立教会的那些长者。”
That's that church with the strong faith in the midst of persecution.
那个教会就是在逼迫中显现了坚强的信心的一个教会。
Paul even says, "Your faith has become known everywhere. We don't need to say anything."
保罗在这里提到的就是说，帖撒罗尼迦信者的这些信心已经传扬了到各地，他们自己本身不需要讲任何事情。
That's the massive impact that the testimony of the Thessalonian church has.
这里就显明的是帖撒罗尼成这个教会的这个见证已经是多么有力，已经传扬到各地了。
Paul says the testimony of this church, because of their faith in the midst of trials, rings out across every place that Paul and Silas visit.
帖撒罗尼城教会的这个见证因为是他们在苦难中有信心的这个劳苦的这种见证，已经传扬到那个两省的各地了。
The reason they can have this kind of testimony is because they suffer with joy given by the Holy Spirit.
他们为什么有能力做这种见证？因为他们在苦难中，有圣灵赐的喜乐。
So what about us?
我们呢？
Does our testimony ring out this loud and clear?
我们的见证有没有这么明显的已经显亮的？响亮的去传扬到地方，别的地方呢？
Could Paul write to us and praise us because our witness is heard across all of Minnesota and Wisconsin?
保罗会不会因为我们的见证传扬到明州以及隔壁的 Wisconsin 州而为我们写这本书信呢？
Do we have that kind of clear, loud, ringing witness?
我们有没有那种又明显又响亮的这个福音的传扬呢？
So let's summarize the three reasons that Paul gives for praising the Thessalonians.
所以现在我们来很简短的简略的讲一下保罗称赞这个帖撒罗尼城这个教会的三个原因。
First of all, their strong faith led to hard work.
第一个原因是因为他们这个强壮的信心带来了他们努力的工作。
Second, their embrace of the gospel led to certainty of election.
然后第二个是他们这个对福音的支持，证明了他们蒙拣选的这个地位。
And third, their joyful endurance in suffering led to loud and clear witness.
然后第三个是他们的这个喜乐的忍受患难带来了很响亮的明显的见证。
And then Paul gives us, in summary, the last sentence, the two new purposes of the Thessalonian church.
所以保罗在最后两节经文告诉我们，就说是这个帖撒罗尼城教会的两个新的这个目的。
In the middle of verse 9, he writes, "They tell how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead."
That's verse 9.
In the middle, I started in the middle of verse 9. Okay.
所以你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神，等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Notice those two new purposes.
你们注意到有两个新的这个目标吗？
To serve and to wait.
去侍奉以及去等待。
This now describes the life of faithfulness that the Thessalonian church lives.
那这两个目标就很明显的解释了这个当时帖撒罗尼城信者的这个生活的目标。
Service is that labor and toil that he's already described.
这个服侍就是刚才提到的这个为了劳苦工作的牺牲。
And yet they wait in faithful hope, trusting in Jesus who will come.
然后同时呢，他们有信心的这个用信心去盼望这个主耶稣基督的回来。
In other words, the Thessalonian believers didn't have a complicated faith.
也换句话讲，这个帖撒罗尼城里面的信者，他们没有一个很复杂的这个信仰。
They didn't need a lot of degrees or training or education to be a bright and shining church.
他们不需要很多的这个学位，或者是很多的这个教育，或者是这个训练，来变成一个很荣耀神的教会。
They needed to serve and work diligently and trust God in the midst of suffering.
所以他们需要的就是要去侍奉，然后去劳苦的工作。然后去去信靠神，然后在那边能够安静的等待神。
In conclusion, we need to ask ourselves if Paul would be able to give our church that kind of praise.
所以总结上来讲的话，我们必须要反省一下，保罗会不会为这个教会写这样的书信。
Does our faith motivate us to labor for Christ?
我们的信心会不会让我们为耶稣基督这样去劳苦工作？
Does our commitment to the gospel point others to our great God whom we serve?
我们对福音的这个确认，会不会让别人看着我们，然后指着我们的神给他的荣耀？
And does our joyful endurance in suffering ring out loud and clear to the onlooking world of the great God whom we serve?
那我们的这个在苦难里面的这个有喜乐的心去忍耐的这种态度，会不会替这个世界带来一个很明显的以及响亮的这个见证？
May this church have this kind of reputation.
我祈祷这个教会会有这样的名声。
May we be considered worthy of this kind of praise so that we can have this kind of impact in our community.
我是祈祷我们这个教会会对我们这个社区有这样的这个影响，所以我们会配得这样的称赞。
Let's close in prayer.
我们做个结束祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege of studying your word this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你有机会来研读你的话语的这种特权。
Thank you for the example of the Thessalonian believers.
我们感谢你有帖撒罗尼城信者的这些例子。
May we live a life that is also worthy of this kind of praise.
我们向你祷告，我们能够活我们的生命能够值得你这种称赞。
We ask that your spirit would work within us and cause us to labor and toil motivated by faith.
我们祈祷这个圣灵能够带领我们有足够的信心，在我们的生命上替你的施工劳苦的工作。
We ask that you would give us a commitment to the gospel that demonstrates to the world our commitment to you.
我们也祈祷你能够给我们对你的福音有一个确认，然后让整个世界能够看得清楚。
And we ask that you would give us this privilege of joyful endurance that we might have a loud and clear witness.
我们也祈祷，希望你能够给我们一个喜乐的态度去忍耐，让我们可以做一个很明显的以及响亮的见证。
We thank you for your work in our lives. In Christ's name we pray.
我感谢你在我们生命中做工，我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Take time to be holy.
Please be seated.
现在想欢迎第一次来到我们中间的，如果有的时候呢，请你站起来介绍自己。
Now we want to use the time to welcome those who are here for the first time. And if you are, please stand and introduce yourselves.
如果没有的时候呢，我们看看今天的报告。
If not, let's look at today's announcements.
有一样最主要的事情呢，就是我们今天的主日学呢是一个联合的一个主日学，就是中文跟英文的班在一起。
So one thing different about today's Sunday school is that we're going to have a combined Sunday school service. And what that means is the Chinese and the English will be combined together.
我们主日学的地方也改动，因为可能人比较多，所以呢我们就会回到我们从前崇拜的这个房间，这个 upper room 里面去主日学。
And the location for today's Sunday school is also a little different because we may have more people. So we're going back to where we used to worship on the second floor, the upper room.
那么今天主日学呢，就是我们支持的宣教士 Ben 跟我们分享他在非洲的事工。
And today's topic for Sunday school is sharing from missionary Ben that we partner with to talk about their ministry in Central Africa.
所以欢迎大家留下来可以听他的分享。
And I encourage everyone to stay so we can hear about his sharing.
还有呢，我们 你们预备的礼物送给他们的，我们也等一下会交给他的。
Also, the gift that we have prepared, will be also given to Ben later on.
还有就是我们这个礼拜所教会谢谢的事工呢，就是我们教会的宣教小组。你看最后的这一边，你就会见到。
And also on the back page of the bulletin, the ministry that we're highlighting this week, that we want to give thanks to is the Church Missions Committee.
那么你看到呢，他们呢就是负责，比方说有宣教士申请，他们在审核这个申请表啊，还有呢就是联络我们已经申请这些支持的宣教士。
So you can see from the description that this committee screens missionary applications and also cares for the missionaries that we support.
也是负责推动我们教会在本地跟海外的宣教。
And also to promote local and overseas missions.
如果呢你有负担在这方面去侍奉的时候呢，你可以联络乔弟。
So if you have a burden to serve in this capacity, please contact Cao Di.
我们现在呢是为了奉献一次祷告。
And now we'll pray for offering.
我们奉献箱在后面。
Our offering box is in the back.
在进门口的地方。
By the entrance.
我们鼓励大家通过奉献去向神表示对他的感谢。
And we encourage everyone to make offerings to express their thankfulness to God.
我们现在一同站立，我们一起祷告。
And let's all stand together and we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你通过今天的经文去鼓励我们。
And that you have encouraged us through today's verses.
希望主你的福音也是一个让我们去努力的向神侍奉、去爱人的一个经历这个改变。
And we also pray that the gospel about you is one that motivates us to serve and also to change our lives and then to love others.
我们感谢主你让我们去悔改，离开偶像，归向真神。
We pray that we will turn away from idols and turn toward God instead.
保守我们去就是盼望主你的再来。
And pray that we will hope in your return.
我们把我们的奉献再次带到主你的面前。
And once again we bring our offerings to you.
这个表达我们对神你的感谢。
And this expresses our thankfulness to you, God.
也是表示我们，其实我们不属于这个世界。
And also to express the fact that we do not belong to this world.
我们把我们的财宝置站在天上。
We build our wealth in heaven instead.
求主悦纳我们的奉献。
And may our offering be pleasing to you.
我们现在接受主的祝福。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、父神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在。 May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. 请坐 Please be seated.